Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 123, entitled Heed the Warning. As I meditate on God's Word in the book of Joel, I want to ask you a serious question. What will you do when God is no longer available? Just the other day, I said to myself, we as people never appreciate what we have until it is gone. After thinking that I may not be able to have or eat a certain food, even if just for a moment. There was a movie starring Denzel Washington entitled The Book of Eli. Eli had the last Bible on the face of the earth, filmed in an apocalyptic type setting. I watched a YouTube video where Pastor R.C. Blakes Jr. asked if we could imagine how the state of this world will be when the Lord removes His presence, His people, His Spirit, His Word. Think about family, friends, and acquaintances. I can attest to this. Many say, "Give me my flowers while I am here to enjoy them." Yet we allow disagreements, relationships, emotions, and unforgiveness to rob us of healing. I have thought about this many times. In a world where most people don't and have never known love, yet we crave it. Even in our denial of it, in its truest form, while chasing the wind. It is written, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send hunger over the land. Not hunger for bread or a thirst for water, but rather a hunger for hearing the words of the Lord. People shall stagger from sea to sea to the very ends of the earth, and from the north even to the east they will roam here and there to seek the word of the Lord, longing for it as essential for life, but they will not find it." Joel chapter 8, verses 11 and 12 of the Amplified Version. I think back to the Mad Max franchise. I could not tolerate the portrayal of barbarism as a child, fearing that a time such as was depicted may come. We have received many warnings in the Word of God, but are we listening? The book of Isaiah compels us, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him for salvation while He is near." Chapter 55 and verse 6 of the Amplified Version. This should be done with continuous fervor, put eloquently and lovingly. "With all my heart I have sought you, inquiring of you and longing for you. Do not let me wander from your commandments, neither through ignorance nor by willful disobedience. Your word I have treasured and stored in my heart, that I may not sin against you." Psalm 119, verses 10 through 11 of the Amplified Version. We reject Christ, as it is written, "The wicked, in the haughtiness of his face, will not seek nor inquire of him. All his thoughts are, there is no God, so there is no accountability or punishment." Psalm chapter 10, verse 4 of the Amplified Version. Just as a child or infant rejects what is given, and instead attempting to obtain the object that is withheld from him, pray for a zealous love, one that grows in you daily, for his Spirit, his word, starting with the truth. Many are unable to come to God because they refuse to acknowledge his veracity. Denial keeps us in bondage. There is a recompense for deception. It says, But evil men and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 of the Amplified Version. And he who hates disguises it with his lips, but he stores up deceit in his heart. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 24 of the Amplified Version. Many times wicked people create inventions and lay traps for the righteous, poor, and needy, for those who are subjugated, disenfranchised, and seemingly helpless. What is most asinine, they refuse to acknowledge what is unfolding right before their eyes. God will not allow his people to walk in darkness. Indeed, it is useless to spread the baited net in the sight of any bird. But when these people set a trap for others, they lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives and rush to their destruction. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. Greed takes away the lives of its possessors. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 17 through 19 of the Amplified Version. To confirm, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. Proverbs 26, 27 of the King James Version. Yet I digress. If you would diligently seek God and implore the compassion and favor of the Almighty, then if you are pure and upright, surely now he will awaken for you and restore your righteous place. Job chapter 8, verses 5 and 6 of the Amplified Version. Here is the warning David gave his son. As for you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father. Have personal knowledge of him. Be acquainted with and understand him. Appreciate, heed, and cherish him. And serve him with a blameless heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and minds and understands every intent and inclination of the thoughts. If you seek him, inquiring for and of him, and requiring him as your first and vital necessity, he will let you find him. But if you abandon or turn away from him, he will reject you forever. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9 of the Amplified Version. Heed the warning. Always coming from a place of love. Thank you for joining us again here at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.